Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen and joining me here in the studio with me from Iowa State Patrol, I've got Tom Williams joining me. Tom, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So managed to talk with you yesterday about, the plans you guys got moving forward here as we're getting towards another holiday weekend. Let's talk about it.
Yep, we have St. Patrick's Day coming up Friday the 17th. That typically has been one of the deadliest holidays on Iowa roadways. We are going to be conducting a impaired driving enforcement project in Sarasota County that night. So I would just ask people to really think before you drink, plan ahead, have a designated driver. I would ask that nobody gets in a car with an impaired driver. And again, always wear your seatbelts and never drive distracted.
Absolutely. Now, during your project there, what are some of the main highways, roads that you'll be kind of focused on in our area?
Yep, obviously Interstate 35, Highway 18, Highway 9, 122 probably, and in and around Mason City, Clear Lake area. So.
It would make sense because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they got a rock concert that's coming up in the following weekend here. So,
correct.
Definitely something to take notice of. If anything, you've got the helpful Ubers around the area, correct. Lyft drivers that will definitely be of service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Take advantage of all of that. There's really no reason that anyone would need to drive impaired. There's plenty of options for people out there.
Absolutely. Tom Williams joining us here this morning on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Wanted to mention, as we are going to be focused on, our driving habits and so on and so forth, with the how our driving habits now going to change now that spring is going to be just around the corner there. Anything that we might want to change our habits or maybe something kind of modified as we're moving along here?
Well, I think with spring coming, warmer weather coming, longer days coming, you're going to see probably more traffic. With more traffic is going to come higher speeds probably, so people just need to remember just to slow down. And driving distracted is a huge problem. The more people that are out on the road, the more distracted drivers that are out there. We need to put our phones down, be paying attention to the road.
Very, very much. Absolutely. And that, of course, will go hand in hand with, like you said, coming up with St. Patrick's Day weekend. Distracted driving can also be an effect while things are going on this weekend.
That is, texting and driving is the leading cause of death among U.S. teenagers. So
definitely.
It's a huge problem.
Definitely keep that in check. Tom Williams joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. One question I wanted to ask you, with now the inflation of the gas prices going on right now, have patrolling efforts changed or have you kind of modified some things recently?
I wouldn't say they've changed. You know, we've been asked to, modify a little bit how our tactics are. Obviously, we're asked to conserve gas as much as possible. We're not stopping our patrolling efforts. We're still out there patrolling. But, when there's opportunities where we can sit and run stationary radar, things like that, we're going to take advantage of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, so definitely something, we're keeping in mind moving forward with St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend around the corner that you guys will be out and about.
We definitely will be.
For this old saying, it's like five, you're fine, nine, you're mine.
Yeah, correct.
Pretty much. Tom Williams here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. More information, of course, on you guys doing this. And, of course, the High Five Project, which has been very important with you guys.
Correct.
The study.
The High Five Project for our area, it will be concentrated in Mitchell County. It just focuses on secondary roads where there's a higher fatality rate combined with a low seatbelt wearing rate.
And this has been an ongoing data collection for you guys.
The last several years, correct.
Yeah. So definitely something. How can we learn more about that? And, of course, with you guys with Iowa State Patrol.
Yep, you can read more about the High Five projects, go to the website, Iowa State Patrol. You could look up Facebook, Twitter, things like that. So.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Iowa State Patrolman Mr. Tom Williams joining us this morning on the Morning Roundup. And again, keep in mind, St. Patrick's Holiday weekend, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the roads, and operate responsibly. If you are too impaired, there's always Uber, there's always Lyft, and there's always the designated driver.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining me, Tom, here on the Morning Roundup.
Thank you.